Here we encounter a large 10 by 8 artwork by Allie Whitman, originally created in chalk pastels on paper. In this image, we have a large hand coming down from out of the picture plane, with its index finger extended to touch the top of rolling hills with textured grass placed against a backdrop of a light blue sky with white puffy clouds. The right hand takes up a majority of the picture plane and is depicted from the top of the wrist down, with the back of the hand predominantly shown. The fingers are relaxed and spaced out, with the index finger extended downward. The middle finger is slightly bent, the ring and pinky are curled up, and the thumb is tucked behind the hand, out of view. The skin tone of the hand is a red ochre with a dark brown outline, with highlights and shadows present to give the hand volume and form. The index finger extends down to gently touch the top of grassy rolling hills that take up the bottom third of the picture plane. Blues, teals, forest greens, and yellows are presented in the short, repetitive lines that make up the grass. The blades of grass are laid down as if there is a gentle breeze blowing from the left to the right of the image. The hand and landscape are set against a backdrop of a light blue sky with three puffy white clouds. One cloud is peeking out from the left side of the hill, another is partially behind the curled pinky, and another emerges from behind the right side of the hand and extends past the picture plane. The clouds are depicted as mostly white, with gentle outlines and shadings of blue and purple. The overall application of the pastels creates a chalky, smooth blend of vivid colors with line work of a more sketchy quality. The overall image is reminiscent of a blend of Impressionism and Surrealism. And now for more information. Touch of Paradise is a vibrant and colorful piece created by Allie Whitman, inspired by her conversations with a visually impaired employee at Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro. Allie's idea for the piece stems from experiences specific to the employee and how she navigates the world through touch, much like many with low vision or blindness. The method of experiencing the world through touch led to the piece's main component being focused on the human hand gently touching the lush green hill covered in texture. The use of chalk pastels to create the vibrancy and richness of the colors originates from both a preference in style from the artist, but was also consciously chosen to reflect the employee's bright personality. There is a hope from the artist that the use of bright, eye-catching colors against the plain brick of the building's exterior will draw eyes to the people and the work that occurs in Industries of the Blind. The hand is depicted as relaxed and open, reminiscent of the hand of God from Michelangelo's Creation of Adam on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Its dominant size and large presence reads as potential energy and power, but only exudes peace and gentleness as it barely touches the top of the hill. The smoothness of the blended hand is in contrast to the textured rolling hills of various greens, blues, and teals. The short hatching lines used to create the grass is reminiscent of Van Gogh's The Sower, but more uniformed and calm as they lay down, like a gentle breeze is blowing on a bright day. We are reminded of this atmospheric presence with the light blue skies and white clouds that contrast the deeply tanned flesh of the hand and green field that rest on it. When encountering and discussing this piece, you can feel the soft grass and gentle breeze of a warm day. The gentle nature of the hand reaching out to touch feels open and accepting. These are feelings you experience and remember from touch and not necessarily sight. The style and composition is a bridge between Impressionism and Surrealism that gives you an unmistakable feeling all people collectively have.